Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Francis Whiter, this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we scrounge from the glory that is global diversity and make laughs from the least known wonders of the world. Now to some of the best known wonders in the world, please welcome today's comedians! On my left, playing for Elisica, Alison Spittle and Jessica Fostercue. On my right, playing for Same Page, it's Tez Elias and Kima Bob.
Yeah!
So, panellists, what makes you diverse, Jessica Fostercue?
I like kissing girls.
Do you? You've never kissed me.
Once we did.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, have you forgotten? I'm heartbroken.
When did we kiss?
When we recorded my podcast, it was a callback. At the very beginning of the podcast.
Jessica Fostercue's famous callback at the beginning of the podcast.
No,
callback to a joke made in 1978, you have to stop me.
At the beginning of the podcast, I have a podcast about eating, which sounds like I'm just doing this whole story just to plug that. I am. It's called Hoovering. Listen.
It's called Hoovering, and you have to snog her.
Deborah was my guest in the first ever episode. And at the beginning of our conversation, Deborah said, well, I mean, if you're going to do a podcast about kissing, of course I'll do it. And I was like, Debs, it's about eating. And you were like, oh, I misspoke. And so as a callback to that, at the end, we did kiss.
Sweet.
I mean, not like a... but, you know, a peck. And my fucking recorder had broken through that whole thing. So it's not even in... I've got no proof.
That's why I don't remember it. That's why I don't remember it.
Oh, because it did...
And Jessica... No. I was going to... You are Jessica Fostercue. Alison Spittle. Sorry, I'm a bit jet-lagged. But that will not impact the quality of your experience. It just means occasionally I'll be sort of verbally dyslexic. That's my diversity. verbal dyslexia due to jet lag. If anyone else here has got it, I'll be amazed.
First world diversity of everyone. Yeah, guys, I'm pretty diverse. I just throwing back from LA. Oh. Some of the words are coming out wrong. Probably because I've been hanging out with some big names, and you know.
If you're listening at home, that's Ned Sedgwick on sarcasm. Alison Spittle.
Yes.
You diverse.
Well, I've just moved to Camden, and they have a little section in Sainsbury's dedicated to the food of my country, which is Ireland. And the food of my country is curry granules. Biscuits that look like vaginas. They do. You should have a look when you're there.
What are they called?
They're called Anthony. Are they called Kimberly McCad? Kimberly's. I keep putting in Mikado, and I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. So it's Kimberly. Thank you, Anthony. There's the other Irish person there. And he's my cousin. That's the most Irish thing ever.
Aren't all now, Irish people your cousin in a way?
Ah, yeah, that's it. It makes it more fun. So, yeah, so that's how I'm diverse. I'm from another country. But I was born here.
Oh, you were born here but raised in Ireland.
Yes, and I got my sweet Irish passport now. I know.
So don't jealous. Rub it in. I will kiss Jessica Vostokiu and marry you.
who are you going to kill with?
And, yeah! And push you,
you
off
Ned,
a cliff,
if you carry on.
And you're called Alyssica.
We spent a lot of time thinking of that.
Because that's Alison and Jessica put together.
No, it's actually the fresh ointment that we both use. There's something in common.
I'm glad I asked. I'm so glad I asked. Kima Bob, you're playing for Same Page. How are you diverse?
I like to kiss girls and boys. Ooh. I'm not neurotypical and I'm barely awake.
And you are also from another country?
Yeah, I'm American, but I'm kind of ashamed.
I don't think you need to be. I don't think queer African-American neurodivergent women are the problem.
I don't.
I think the reason you're living here is that you're not the problem. You've come to somewhere else.
Safety.
Well, relative. We've still got Brexit. Now, Tez Ilias.
Hello.
How are you diverse?
I am a Pakistani background and Muslim, which is very popular these days. And I've also done Jessica Fosterkew's podcast, but was not offered any sort of a kiss.
Wow. Also, can I just say for the record, because Kima sort of really clarified it, like really laid it out, like I like kissing girls and boys.
Yeah.
Just for the benefit of my long-term male partner, can I just... Can I just put it out there that I don't mind kissing boys either?
That relationship...
Which makes even more offensive I didn't offer Tez a kiss.
You are in a heterosexual relationship with a man.
What I'm trying to say politely is I'm bored of that.
It sounds like it's just a phase anyway. Yeah.
Why are you called Same Page?
We get on.
It's like, yeah, we're just there, man.
Good, glad I asked. Okay, that's what he called that. In Pedant's Corner, the king of sass, putting the Vera into veracity, please welcome Ned Sedgwick. Ned, have you had any global experiences this week?
Well, in Ethiopia, coffee is a big part of their culture. I was chatting to an Ethiopian, and they have popcorn with their coffee. They have, like, popcorn, like cinema popcorn with coffee.
What, just in the morning?
No, it's like a big thing. They all get together, have some coffee and have some popcorn. It's like a ceremony. Mm. I just love that idea.
Well, we'll watch out for the coffee-popcorn combination. Our resident musician, Mark Hodge, has taken a break. And so this week on Global Pillage, the wonderful Samuel Wolfe will take a song from some far-flung folk and turn it into something just for us. Over to you, Samo!
Earlier this year, two of my best friends got married and moved to the most aggressive country, Canada. We're on aggression today, apparently. So this is a farewell song from Canada called Farewell to Nova Scotia. It goes like this.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
So I'd like you guys to do...
Tell us, Ned, oh, tell us, Ned, oh, tell us, what's the score?
Yay. Yay. Yay.
First up is our themed round. Apologies if you find this episode's theme a bit unedifying. The title of this week's theme is Tough to Digest. Let me break it down for you. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. What did two brothers present as the cure to the great American stomachache in 1895?
Coca-Cola.
Well, could have been.
Oh, sorry. I know you're supposed to be funny, but I just genuinely knew the answer there. Is that the answer? Is it the answer?
It'll be the only way the audience won't win. Is if one of us plays like that.
It's very competitive.
I can't say if it's the answer because everyone has to get a chance to answer before we hear the answer.
Okay.
So,
but yeah, you're right.
Same page.
Diet Coke.
I don't know about that. Stomach ache, less sugar. Kind of came
to me.
Are you sticking with that answer? Two brothers, it's 1895, there's a great American stomach ache going around. And what can we invent to cure it? Diet Coke is your answer. Mm.
Yeah. Or guns.
As an American, I approve this message.
You're the only American here, so you might have a chance of knowing this, Kima.
Baking soda?
You weren't alive in 1895, that's clear. So we've got some answers from the teams now. Hive Mind, what did two American brothers present as the cure to the Great American Stomach Ache in 1895?
Pepsi Max.
We've got Pepsi and Pepsi Max. We've got Dr.
Pepper.
That is just silly.
That's an actual doctor. This is amazing. It is.
Anyone got anything that isn't a fizzy drink, just out of interest?
Milk of magnesia.
That is the drink.
Still, it's not fizzy. Shouldn't be fizzy.
Oh, no, it's not fizzy, yes.
You don't go to the shop and you're like, yeah, I'll get a pack of McCoy's and some milk of magnesia.
We'll take some shots.
Anything else?
Liquid cocaine.
Liquid cocaine.
What?
Yeah, that's available. Down at the Tesco Metro. Okay, so if you think it's Pepsi, buzz now. Pepsi Max, buzz now. Dr. Pepper, buzz now. There's no buzzing from the teams. You'll skew the sample buzzing into the microphone. Milk of magnesia, buzz now. Or liquid cocaine, buzz now. Only the person on it buzzed for that. In fact, it was cornflakes. Kellogg's cornflakes.
In your face! In your face!
Wow.
I just love the way that entire round went down a completely different very narrative path. And like
what
everyone...
soda is it?
Yeah.
I tried to tip you off, I find I said anything that isn't a drink.
Yeah.
And you just kept shouting drinks. Even the person who said cocaine turned it into liquid cocaine.
Coca-Cola was invented in 1886, not 1895.
Of course, 9 years earlier.
Breakfast cereals were invented because Americans used to have oysters, meat, like much bigger than the full English for breakfast.
More like a German breakfast in a hotel.
And then when it urbanised, when New York got bigger and stuff, it led to massive stomach cramps of people running to their desks, apparently. And they called that the Great American Stomach Ache. But oysters used to be a poverty food. Like they used to put it in Lancashire hot pot and stuff. Everyone used to have oysters.
Can I just say, I said I was competitive. I didn't say I was correct.
You know what?
You did do quite cleverly, and it was quite a competitive move, is to go, I know this.
Yeah.
And then you threw everyone else from thinking up an answer that was correct because they went, oh, she's won now. She's got it. She knows it for a fact. So I think that's going to be Alison Spittle's strategy. I know this.
Confidence is key, man.
Yeah. Mm. What did starving Germans refer to as blockade mutton?
Stray dogs.
Stray dogs? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. They're hungry, talking about mutton. I don't know what blockade is, so I'm going with the mutton bit. Stray dogs, hot dogs, Germany.
Okay, all right, so hungry Germans cooked stray dogs. That's not a fact. That's me summarising. That's now turned into fake news. I'm so sorry.
Is that what you got from what she said?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but stray dogs, but blockade mutton. Starving Germans, I assume it's something they were eating, blockade mutton. Yeah. Alisica?
Cannibalism?
No.
Is cannibalism going to be answer for every question? Because you did say that for the last one.
I thought I might as well say it again as a callback for comedy.
Does that mean we have to snog?
Yes, please. Finally. I wonder whether the real answer is... like MDF, but I don't think that would have been invented.
MDF?
What, like wood?
Is that a party
yeah,
drill?
Yeah, like bits of furniture that you'd had to eat because you got so peckish.
That would be the most depressing episode of Changing Rooms I've ever seen. Just Carol Smiley going, oh, we're going to feed a family of nine.
Also once when I was meeting my boyfriend's parents, I think only for the second or third time, and it was all really sort of tense and awkward, and I accidentally referred to MDF as MDMA. Oh.
I thought you were going to say it was so awkward I ate the arm off the chair.
MDMA will make you eat an arm off the chair.
Okay, hive mind. What did starving Germans refer to as blockade mutton?
Rats.
Wow. Said idea. With great authority there.
I like that. I like this person.
Similar to our answer.
Anything else?
Horses.
Mm-hmm.
Roadkill.
Cabbage. I mean, it's quite German. Is that it? Great. Okay, give me a buzz if you think it's rats, horses, roadkill, cabbage. Ooh, 100%. You got 100% backing for rats. In fact, same page had it. Dog meat.
Whoa!
Eaten.
Snap,
what?
And that is the end of the game.
Come on. Is that it? Was no, that the big question? We no. got all the points?
It's the second question. Dog meat eaten during various German crises since the time of Frederick the Great.
And the name hot dog originally came about as a slight racial slur on German immigrants who had fled, brought over the Frankfurter, and the Americans who already lived in America said, oh, it's his hot dog.
Oh,
because of
wow.
the connotations of Germans eating dogs and fleeing famine. Yeah.
And then Frankfurter became the mastermind doctor behind the Rocky Horror. And it's
moved
all
back
been...
to Germany.
Yeah.
It feels like you've got not just points, but bonus points for the hot dog reference.
Yeah.
And now what you're trying to do is get them removed by saying ludicrous things about the Rocky Horror Show. Tez, if you're listening at home, is giving Kima the wind-up signal. Does she get bonus points for mentioning the hot dog? I feel I should.
Yeah, but it wasn't the answer to the question.
I think there should be a bonus point.
Yeah,
like
okay,
one bonus point.
One bonus point.
Don't be a hater,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. What do workers in Russian chemical factories have to drink by law as a safety precaution? Aliska.
vodka, isn't it?
Vodka?
Well, I think because if you're going to work in like with really dangerous chemicals, it's best to be munted. Also, have you been to Russia?
No.
They do drink vodka like it's not vodka. Mm. You'd have a glass like that, but full.
Wow, I would be happy there. It's my drink, but I have vodka soda with a little dash of cranberry if anyone's
That's
buying
it. That's too much cranberry.
Yeah, that is what I say. It's too much cranberry.
That's too pink.
Yeah, it's a dash of cranberry. If you're ordering it for me, this is how you have to order it. Can I have a vodka soda, please? Then they're pouring it. Then you go, can you put a little dash of cranberry in that? Mm. Like an afterthought. Because if you say vodka soda and cranberry, it will be a vodka and cranberry with a splash of soda. And
this
we don't want that.
He's on your barman.
They might be buying me a drink.
Drinks order, Deborah.
They might be buying me a drink. Same page. What was the question? What do workers in Russian chemical factories have to drink by law as a safety precaution? Same page.
State propaganda.
Straight up.
I think we nailed it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy with that same page?
I feel so confident in everything that this man says.
All right, Aliska, any final answers? Are you sticking with vodka?
Milk.
Okay.
For calcium.
Milk for calcium.
Yeah, I just think like if you're messing around with chemicals, you got to look after your bones.
Okay, all right. Hive mind. What do workers in Russian chemical factories have to drink by law as a safety precaution?
Coffee.
Coffee.
That's good, isn't it?
Coffee. What was that?
Coca-Cola.
A popular answer today.
Eventually.
Yeah, keep answering. It's got to be the answer to one of these questions.
Laxatives.
Iodine. Okay.
Oh, do you know in Ireland we were given iodine tablets for free? Just every house had a packet of iodine tablets.
Just for fun.
Why?
Two of them per household, in case the lot over the Irish Sea went a bit mad and there was like nuclear holocaust. And we were like, oh, the iodine tablets will save us.
What are iodine tablets for?
I don't know if they actually work.
Against nuclear holocaust?
Against.
Stop you voting for far right dictators.
We're a blue sky thinking type of country, you know. We need ideas. Yeah, but apparently it only lasts for 2 days. So we'd have to have the nuclear fallout and holocaust to finish within 48 hours for us to be unscathed.
Okay, hive mind. Is it coffee, Buzznow? Coca-Cola, Buzznow? Laxatives, Buzznow? Or iodine, Buzznow? In fact, Alisica had it. It's milk.
What? Yes!
I knew I was right. I knew.
Apparently it leaches away any hazardous chemicals. Is that true?
No, I saw it on a forum and then checked it out, and it's true, and I couldn't find any reason why. There is this theory that, and I think the closest I came to an explanation is Stalin had some quack doctors who told him all this stuff, which was complete nonsense, and this is one of the things which has lasted. It's one of these old-fashioned things which has just remained.
So it's a bit like drinking milk at all, anyway.
So it's a bit like don't go swimming after you've eaten. We all obey that, even though there's no evidence to suggest there's anything to it.
What?
So it's just... No.
That is rubbish.
You can have a hot dog, a glass of milk, and a can of Coca-Cola and jump straight in the ocean. Nothing bad will happen.
I have wasted so much of my life.
Presumably there's a vegan alternative.
I don't think they have vegans.
We're going to get so many tweets.
I'm
a Russian vegan, and so is everyone.
You won.
And it's the end of the round.
Whoa! Order points are quickly rising, but really, what's it for? Tell us, Neddo, tell us, Neddo, tell us, what's the score?
In third place, it's a hive mind.
Bunch of thickos.
It's like an inclusive podcast. Please don't shout bunch of thickos. That's the whole point of the podcast, is inclusive.
Oh, I didn't get the... I didn't read the email.
I didn't read the email. It's more true than I didn't get the memo.
Alyssa Karu in second place with 10 points. And same page in first place with 11 points.
Yeah! Extra points.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
The teams have to work out the meaning of a foreign phrase which we have translated literally into English. Translate fingers on buzzers literally into French, for example, and it means, if you're that brave, prove it and stroke that bee. It doesn't, but now you get the gist. Teams, fingers on buzzers! In Denmark, they say, you have a stick in your ear. What does that mean? Oh, same page.
You're not listening.
Aliska.
You're not using cotton buds correctly.
Yeah.
Eliska?
You've died.
You've died.
Yeah, it's gone right in.
What's right through the other side?
Oh, man. Oh,
okay, yeah. Same page.
Is it like their equivalent of you got a stick up your ass?
Oh, yeah.
Like, chill out, bro. Yeah. You got a stick in your ear.
It's a more polite Scandinavian way of saying you've got to stick up your ass. Okay,
all right. It's wonderful that the Danish treat ears like arses, and they'd be like, check out the ear on that guy.
Now watch me shit out of this.
I don't know whether that just sounds fine.
Yeah, then, I don't know.
Can I take you in the ear?
Thank you.
Only on birthdays.
It's someone's birthday.
You have a stick in your ear, Hive Mind. What does it mean?
Earache.
Earache?
Sanctimonious.
You're sanctimonious.
Wow.
That's
kind of feels like someone just wanted to say sanctimonious.
Good word, good vocab, liking it.
Can't get a song out of your head.
Earworm.
Ooh, nice.
Can't get a song out of your head. Okay.
Decent, I wish I said that.
Yeah. All right, Hive Mind. Buzz if you think it's an earache. Buzz if you think sanctimonious. Buzz if you think earworm, can't get a song out of your head. They've all gone for that, but in fact, what you can't get out of your head now is that it means you're drunk.
Wow!
Ned, why does it mean that?
Stupid. That's crazy. Because you're like walking around, like you've got a stick in your ear. You know what I mean? But I was, well, why is my head moving side to side? For those at home, I'm doing a fucking good impression of a drum. Really good.
Like Stevie Wonder
vibes. He was walking around like quite confident, like that's the way someone would be like, hey, I've injured myself, you know, walking with a swag.
A little bit of swagger. In Hungary, they say, you were behind God's back. Eliska.
You have just smelt the most powerful fart possible
in the universe.
I can't do scatology, so I can make no riffs on that. Same page.
Bible basher.
Yeah.
Like sanctimonious.
Yeah.
Sanctimonious. Okay.
Sure.
Eliska.
Come in.
Once we've buzzed in for first, you don't need to keep buzzing, but I like that you're doing that. It's quite enjoyable. Eliska?
Does it mean you got away with it?
Oh, you're behind God's back, so God didn't see.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a rear view mirror. Or she
was too busy farting to notice that you were sinning. Just behind her back.
Yeah, good. Or their back. I believe God is non-binary, because if we are made in their image, surely God has to be both male and female and neither.
Whoa.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. Eliska, anything
else? You
should
probably tweet that. It's pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah. I've already done it.
Yes.
I tweeted it under the table. All right, so no one can see you sinning. Are you backing your teammate on that, Alison?
I am, yeah. I just, you know that thing where there's two footprints in the sand and you go to God, well, God, why weren't you with me on this journey? And then God said, I was carrying you. But what if God was giving you a piggyback?
Oh, so God's piggybacking you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would love a piggyback off God.
You were behind God's back, so he was carrying you through your troubles.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Does it mean maybe like there's no hope for you, there's no saving you, that sort of thing? Ooh, like you can get like you're condemned.
Condemned forever, behind God's back.
Yeah.
Like, God is omnipresent except his back. Like, that's the only... His head can't turn the full way around, so that he's like the final boss. That's how you get God. You jump on his back.
I would think God would have more of an owl-like neck, so they could see everything.
I'm a non-binary owl.
I'm finding this...
God is a non-binary owl. That's it.
I'm finding this portion of the show very triggering.
I think Deborah's creating her own cult now. It's like...
All right, Hive Mind, if you were in Hungary and someone said you were behind God's back, what would they mean?
You're ugly? That was an answer not a heckle.
Thank you. You're ugly. Okay, so God can't look at you because you're ugly behind God's back.
You've lost faith?
You've lost your faith.
Ooh. I thought he said, you've lost weight.
Where did you go?
Ugly, lost faith, anything else I've mind?
God is leading you.
God is leading you. So it's the opposite of lost faith. Covering your bases now, I've mind. Anything else?
You're not sanctimonious.
Not sanctimonious. Are you the same person who said sanctimonious? Is that the only word you know? It's a good one. It's a good one.
That's quality.
All right, if you think it's your ugly, buzz now. If you think you've lost faith, buzz now. If you think God is leading you, buzz now. Not literally, but... Yeah. And if you think it means you're not sanctimonious, buzz now. In fact, nobody had it. It means you were very far away. So, Ned, please explain.
Yeah, it's like back and beyond.
Like, is it like if you're sitting in the gods at the theatre?
It's like, where have you been? It's like, it's behind God's back. Or, you've been behind God's back for so long, I've not seen you in ages.
You're like living out in the country somewhere rural.
Yeah, it's like you're so far away that
nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It is
to use an equivalent and charming English idiom. It's such a poetical language, English, isn't it? In Hungary, you were behind God's back. And in England, you're in butt fuck nowhere. In Spain, they say your rice is going to overcook. What does that mean? Your rice is going to overcook.
Calm down. You're too steamy. You're on the fire. And if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to burn that rice. Your rice is going to overcook. You need to simmer down now.
Your rice is going to overcook. Okay, all right.
It's just a warning.
Tez, are you on the same page?
Yeah. And also. It means that as well. And also what it means is, I forgot. I had something, but I forgot. I'll think of it after the answer.
Okay, all right. Well, Alisica, can you read Tez's mind and guess his answer that he's forgotten?
No.
Have you got anything of your own?
I do. I think this is just... I'm pulling this out of my hole, which is an Irish idiom. So I think it might be you need to be more attentive, you need to pay more attention, or your rice is going to overcook. You know, if you're giving your friend advice about his wife leaving him and you're like, you know, your rice is going to overcook... Your wife is going to leave you unless you contact her in the next few weeks.
Weeks.
That's what I think it is.
In the next few weeks.
Where's your wife now?
She's behind God's back.
I'm down with that.
You're down with that. Okay. Pay attention, otherwise your wife's going to leave you.
You're letting yourself go.
Yourself down.
I think I remembered what the alternative meaning. I think when you've over-prepared something.
So it's the opposite if you paid no attention.
Yeah, like you revised too hard for that test.
Your rice is going to overcook.
You're going to achieve too much.
Is that something your parents said to you? You've revised too hard, Tess.
No, that was never... I think in my culture there's no such thing as revising too hard.
But in Spain maybe there is. Let's ask the hive mind. In Spain your rice is going to overcook. What does it mean? You're running out of time.
Stop procrastinating.
You're on the wrong track.
Sticky situation.
All right. Or if you think it's running out of time, buzz now. Stop procrastinating, buzz now. Wrong track, buzz now. Sticky situation, buzz now. In fact, it means your biological clock is ticking.
Oh. I think they got that.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah. I just want to say we had an unofficial meeting.
You said you're running out of time. And I could tell she knew the answer. And was just like,
sorry, are you actually Spanish?
I'm Argentinian.
Oh, Argentinian, yeah, no, sorry. It's not the same.
I could tell from her intonation that you know I'm not generous with people.
You're
with
not
press.
Generous.
I'm famously hated by hive minds. and then I don't give them any points, and it just makes it worse and worse.
Okay,
so,
but it means your biological clock is ticking, and it's the end of the round.
Are the points up in the mountains or on the ocean floor? Tell us, Ned, or tell us, what's the score?
Two teams are tied in second place, and that is Aliska and the Hive Mind with 10 points apiece, and the Same Page is still ahead with that bonus point, 11 points.
The next round is the teams round. In this round, a member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. So one of our guests might have a household annual, John Hamm Week, where they all watch Mad Men and lick posters of John Hamm and temporarily rename their pet John Hamm, or actually maybe that's just me. Now, so Same Page, do you have a question from your background for Aliska?
Yeah, sure. We have an Punjabi idiom. You need to put the milk from a lioness in a pot of gold. Hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, think about that.
Sounds like you've made that up, Tez.
No.
Is that real?
I mean, Google might have, but no, it's a thing.
I think it means treat your female partner to lots of very extravagant accommodations and clothes and shit.
Pretty woman, your lady. Take her shopping. Big mistake, huge.
And your house better be fit.
I'd like to know how you would go about milking a lioness when they have claws. I mean, it's quite easy with cows. They're docile and they only have hooves. So, you know, you can get in and milk them, but I would like to know the process.
You would like to know and I would like to watch.
I wouldn't even milk my domestic cat were she having kittens.
Be a very
she'd be terrifying. She'd scratch.
I'm so glad you don't want to do that.
But it will make a great episode of Hoovering if we ever do decide. I mean, it wouldn't be the most vegan episode of Hoovering. Domestic cat milk.
But they're so small, it would be just like squeezing a spot, really.
It would be a shame to waste it on a podcast that needs to be YouTube.
I have a horrific story, my friend John.
Let's hear it.
Thought he was milking his cat and he was wanking it. Oh! It was a boy.
This is a charming tea time show.
It was a boy.
Oh, no.
All right. So,
any of those the answers, Tess?
Tess, is the answer you've got to treat your female partner with lots of luxury?
I think you can use it in that context. It means extraordinary care is needed for unique things.
Do you think they got that right then?
Ish.
So do they get half points now?
They get half points.
Half points. Well done, Same Page. Good question. And well done, Aliska, for getting a sort of right answer. Aliska, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
What especially brilliant thing did Ireland do with a potato first? And you can't say the famine.
No one would say that. No one would say that. Now, Hive Mind, what did Ireland do with the potato before anyone else? A brilliant thing.
Cooked it.
Smoked it.
I was going to say potato bung.
Smoked it. What was that?
Conduct electricity.
No.
It's a very scientific area.
Tez has said no to that, even though he's not Irish, he doesn't know.
Chips.
Decent.
Used it as a weapon.
Weapon.
That's right. Said from experience there from an Irishman.
But sanctimoniously.
That Mr. Sanctimonious has given us another answer. Weapon, famously.
Potato print.
Okay. Is it one of those?
No.
None of those is correct. Therefore, you have one more go.
Starch your clothes.
What was that? Starch your clothes. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Can I guess?
Do you want to guess? Yeah.
I think it was an original doll. Like, you got little things and poked into the side of it. And then
the original potato head.
Yeah, and you gave them as a doll.
I'm so sorry. Well, I thought you said original doll, and I was like, excuse me. So we didn't invent the potato crisp. That was invented in America. But what I know. But what we did do is we invented cheese and onion flavouring. And it was the first ever flavour that wasn't ready salted. Wow. So you can thank us. For a lot of stuff, but
cheese and onion crisp.
Yeah. So essentially, the process of flavouring crisp.
It's my least favourite crisp. I'm sorry, Ireland.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, that's right. That's correct.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have all the other
10 points. 10 points to Deborah there.
OK, Okay, Hive Mind, do you have a question for Same Page? Thomas from France has a question.
With a really intimidating turtleneck.
Is there any other kind of turtleneck?
No, bro.
An actual turtle's neck isn't very intimidating.
Yeah, it's very soft. It's exposed.
Okay, Thomas would like to give his question.
In France, we can say about somebody that they fart higher than their ass.
Okay, I think that means like you're living outside your means.
Living outside your means?
You're too big for your britches.
Too big for your britches?
Yeah, idiom with another idiom.
Yeah, so stuck up. We're going stuck up. Yay! Okay, and it's the end of the round.
Tell us which team's points are awesome and which team points are poor. Tell us, Ned, oh, tell us, Ned, oh, tell us, what's the score?
In third place, it's the Hive Mind with 10 points. In second place is Aliska with 20 points. And in first place is the Same Page with 21
points. With 21 points.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Tom Selinsky, and I'm the producer of the Guilty Feminist and Global Pillage podcasts. I'm also one of the hosts of the new podcast, Best Pick, along with John Dorney and Jessica Regan. We have taken all the movies that have won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and we are going through them one by one, but in a random order, determined by picking them out of a hat at random. So, on each episode, you'll hear fascinating facts about what was happening at that year's Oscars, how that movie got made, and what else was happening in movies that year. Then the three of us will watch the film, then we'll share our thoughts with you. And at the end of the episode, we pick out the film we're going to watch next time. We're about 25 films in so far, about 65 to go. So please join us. Go to bestpickpod.com or just look for Best Pick wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Best Pick Movie Podcast with Tom Selinsky, Jessica Regan and John Dorney.
Round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. This is the round in which we ask a question about a time where good triumphed over bad. If you think that sounds overly simplistic and subjective, because surely one woman's good is another woman's bad, and we'd all be better off engaging in informed debate, get out! You're ruining the round! We don't need you for balance! Fuck off, Steve Bannon and Katie Hopkins and all of you. There's only one question in this round, but it is worth double points. So if you're the losing team, this is your chance to start a magnificent comeback. And I mean magnificent. Think Kate Bush or Harold Bishop. Why was the Sears catalogue so revolutionary in America when it first came out?
One as well, the name is very revolutionary. Sears, you could see it for the first time. That was revolutionary. That was great stuff.
Before people were struggling with
they were
seeing.
Just, they were kind of just like, it was like a...
and they weren't seers. Yeah,
they were like just like a thing in it. You just would feel it. And also, it was one that was delivered to people's homes, and so they could order from their home for the first time. A bit like what the Avon catalogue was in this country, which we all know. The first ever mail order catalogue
from
home.
Amazon pre-Amazon.
Yeah.
No
right.
Bezos.
How does that smash the patriarchy?
Because it allowed...
Oh, I missed that bit of the...
it allowed women to buy stuff from home.
Yes. Okay, so it was a women thing that women who couldn't get out of the house perhaps could...
Yeah, and they're like, look at all of this stuff, and I don't have to worry about a salesman... pulling the wool over my lady eyes.
Okay. Lady eyes is the answer there.
Yeah.
Aliska?
People of colour in as models in it.
People of colour as models in it. Mm. Okay, all right.
Yeah, at first I was going, it's revolutionary because it had like ladies in bras delivered to homes. So, you know, it's like... It's like the internet before the internet happened.
So it was a sneaky sort of very soft porn.
Yeah, things that 13-year-old little lads could like scuttle away with.
Yeah, and that would smash the patriarchy. Straight up.
Oh, yeah, sorry, smash the patriarchy. Did it smash your patriarchy? Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Hive Mind. Hive Mind, do you have an answer? Two strong answers there. Do you have anything?
I had different sizes.
Different sizes. So it was a sort of plus size... Or small size, all of the sizes. Okay, so sizing was better for people. Anything else?
I don't
snap.
They sold houses. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'd love it if there's like a young lad that scuttled away with that to his bedroom. It's like, ooh, property. You know?
That'll be what millennials are having to wank over now.
To be fair, Prime Location and Zoopla are very much my porn sites of choice. I'm not joking. Late night, I can't sleep. I think, oh, look at a house I can't buy.
Deborah, do yourself a favour. Pick up a copy of Country and Home because the house is in there. There are some Oxfordshire bonds for like 10 mil. You're like, oh, God.
I don't really want to be recommended porn by you, Ned. That should be... We've not known porn, each other really. A long time, I feel like.
Yeah,
I used to be Ned's nanny. And all right, so if you think it's size, shut size. If you think it's house, shut house. 1, 2, 3.
Size.
Size apparently doesn't matter because it's not the right answer. It gave African-American shoppers unprecedented access to a marketplace where they'd previously been denied access.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was huge in the South. And in the South, shopping was, I think, a fairly terrible experience for African-Americans. Mm. And it meant that people could kind of shop in safety at home.
Oh, God.
To the extent where white Americans in the South spread rumours that J.H. Sears was black himself to kind of make there be a boycott of his products. And we used to burn the catalogues and refuse to sell the catalogues, but it didn't matter. They sold massively and it revolutionised shopping in South America. Yeah.
I don't think you did get it right.
I'll round up your 1 point. 4 points up because I think you need it.
Why do you think you were right, Tez? Because you said...
Because we said people could shop from home.
Yeah, if you like...
You did say people could shop from home.
Yeah, but
it was specifically people.
I would say Kima is an African-American woman and she
guilt
said...
Guilt points. Wait, so, guilt points.
No. I'm not giving white guilt points.
This game, no fair.
What is the point of this
no
podcast?
No fair.
What else are you here for, Ned?
No, I just meant because Kima, an African-American woman, said so people could shop at home.
Yes.
She might have meant...
Yeah, it meant hard at home.
Please say
it. Black hard at home.
I feel like we got the answer right, though.
Okay, the final round is our quick fire round. The final round is our quick fire round.
If it comes down to a tiebreaker, I'll remember it.
Okay. The final round is our quick fire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout the answer as loudly as you can.
And really shout because you're quite far behind.
You're behind God's back. all right. Ready? Which Oscar-winning film was given the Arabic title Fire Trucks?
Gone with the Wind.
No. Good answer, but no.
Backdraft.
No. No, Chariots of Fire.
Yeah. Okay.
If you were in Hungary, where might you come across the words, this nation has suffered for all sins of the past and of the future? No.
A post office.
No. The national anthem. It's quite a severe national anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Why precisely would a practicing Jewish person not be able to eat a rabbit?
Oh, yeah, because it supports labour.
No.
I was going to say, because it's stupid.
Shout.
Buzz doesn't chew the cud.
What is unusual about the dog that is Mexico's national animal?
Buzz,
it's only got one eye. Only got one eye? Maybe that's just because it's standing on the side.
It's smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Any more high fives?
Buzz, it has no hair.
It has no hair is correct, high fives.
Wow.
They're all now.
People coming in, no one's stuff.
What country is the biggest gin exporter in the world?
Ooh.
Buzz Holland.
Buzz Holland is incorrect.
Buzz UK.
Buzz UK is correct, Hive Mind.
Half points because it was second round.
It exports 71% of the world's gin.
Wow.
I feel like we should be keeping more here given Brexit. We're going to need it. What country is the biggest horse exporter in the world?
Saudi Arabia.
No. No.
Argentina.
It again is the UK.
What?
Which
live horses, yes.
Yeah, they go out on the same trucks as the gin.
Which country has the highest coffee consumption per capita?
Colombia.
No.
South Korea?
No.
South Korea?
Italy.
No, you
Greece. UK.
You've ne- no. You've ne-
Ethiopia.
You've nearly named all the countries now. You have not named Kenya. Finland. Finland.
So no one was going to name Finland.
No. Sat all day. A man stands on a street in Minsk and cries. A police officer approaches him and asks, "Why are you crying?" "I want to live in Belarus," says the man. "You do live in it," says the police officer. What does the man reply?
Buzz Hooray.
No, Buzz Hooray is not correct.
But this sucks.
But this sucks? No.
Your mum.
Yeah, yeah.
Not your mum, no.
Yeah.
Edit, one more go.
Buzz, and then I got off the bus.
Buzz, and then I got off the bus. It's incorrect. It's no, I want to live in the Belarus on state TV. Like
wow.
Featured, the one that we told we live in.
And that's right.
None of us live in Belarus, clearly. Okay, all right, so we're out of time, and it's the end of the show.
It's the cream of the front, time to find out who was what. Tell us, Ned, or tell us, Ned, or tell us, what's the score?
There are 5 points separating all three teams, and 5 points is half a question or one speed round question. In third place, it's Alyssica.
No!
With 20 points.
Sorry.
In second place, I'm afraid it's a hive mind with 22.5 points. And in first place...
It
breaks my heart. Oh, wait a minute. No, I got something wrong.
Wait, no, no! No! No!
No! You did win, you did win.
Yeah!
Same page has taken it. This is such an unusual thing. But you did very well, Hive Mind. You came in a very strong second, and you were one Belarusian joke away from the win, as so often in life. So it's John Ham sandwiches to our winners, but a bee sting to our losers that serves you right for fingering it. And I'll leave you on this thought from Ukraine. Work is not a wolf. It doesn't run into the woods. It means, don't stress, you can always come back to work later. So we might be back next week. We might not. It depends if we can be asked. Please give it up for Jessica Foster-Q, Alison Spittle, Tess Elias, Pete Lombard, Les Secretary-Kelton, Sam O'Kane, Jane Hartline. I've been everyone's advice. Good night. You have been listening to Global Television. Jessica you are Jessica Foster-Q.
Yes,
Alison Spittle. Sorry, I'm a bit jet-lagged, but that will not impact the quality of your experience. It just means occasionally I'll be sort of verbally dyslexic. That's my diversity. verbal dyslexia due to jet lag. If anyone else here has got it, I'll be amazed.
First world diversity of everyone. Yeah, guys, I'm pretty diverse. I'm just throwing back from LA. Oh. Some of the words are coming out wrong. Probably because I've been hanging out with some big names, and you know.
If you're listening at home, that's Ned Sedgwick on sarcasm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.